Of NATO is warning that Russia's war in Ukraine could spin out of control, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
If things go wrong, they can go horribly wrong, says NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. He worries the fighting in Ukraine could become a war between Russia and NATO, a full-fledged war in Europe, he says. He calls what's happening in Ukraine a terrible war that could spread into a major conflict. He tells Norwegian broadcaster NRK that NATO is working every day to avoid that. The Kremlin has repeatedly accused NATO allies of effectively becoming a party to the conflict by giving Ukraine weapons, training its troops, and providing Ukraine with military intelligence. I'm Rita Foley.
Brittany Griner has returned to the United States nearly 10 months after the women's basketball star's detention in Russia made her the most high-profile American jailed abroad and set off a political firestorm. The deal saw Griner exchange Thursday for notorious arms dealer Victor Boot, but the U.S. failed to win freedom for another American. Asked if more swaps could happen, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday, "Everything is possible." China struggles with COVID infections after controls ease, Charles de Ledesma reports.
Social media users are reporting a rash of COVID-19 cases in schools and businesses across China after the ruling Communist Party loosened antivirus rules as it tries to reverse a deepening economic slump. Official data shows a fall in new cases, but those no longer cover big parts of the population after this week's decision to end mandatory testing for many people. Social media users in Beijing and other cities say co-workers and classmates are ill and some businesses have closed due to lack of staff.
This is VOA News. The U.S. Treasury Department says it's sanctioning a group of